USA, 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 USA.
Okay, okay. You know, what does that even prove, okay? You chant anything, people will join in. Canada! 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 Okay, they won't chant anything.
You blitz all night! And if they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm gonna take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's hear it, gentlemen. Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's go play some football. Let's go.
What is Chandler Bing's job?
Oh gosh, this has something to do with numbers and processing. And it carries a briefcase.
10 seconds. You need this or you lose the game.
It has something to do with transponding. Oh, he's a transponster.
You are looking live at Clemson Memorial Stadium in Clemson, South Carolina, where the game of the weekend is about to unfold.
Calma, regresa al backfield. Deshaun Watson, pase, touchdown! Touchdown, Clemson! Renzo! Con un segundo!
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good. Everyone on the floor as well. Really, a lot of hustle. I liked it.
How great is this? This could be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold him out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play. 1 second remaining.
Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us on a Wednesday, July 19, 2017. Thanks for joining us here on Out of Bounds. A very happy, pleasant good afternoon to you. Live from the Blue Ridge Security Solutions Studios, BlueRidgeSecuritySolutions.com. Check them out today for all your security needs. Home business doesn't matter. Blue Ridge is going to hook you up. We know this because they hook us up. We know for sure. BlueRidgeSecuritySolutions.com. Kelly Gramlich, how are you today? You doing all right?
Kwok, I'm doing great.
Fantastic.
We had such a fun day. Really, the past 2 days have been really fun. Just kind of telling us that football season is pretty much here. Talking season is upon us, but at least football season is very close. I think we're 45 days today, which is, I mean, it's going to be here before you know it. So I'm excited. The golf tournament yesterday was great. We had a good time. You got a little sun. This man over here across from me forgot to bring a hat.
All right, here's the deal.
To golf in July.
Here's the deal. I have new golf shoes that are like ordinary shoes. So, you know, where before you have to kind of like, you have two sets of equipment. Like you have what you're going to wear during the interviews and what you're going to wear after the interviews. There's less of that now because they're more like shoes than golf spikes, what you got on the, you know, on the bottom of your feet. And so, my pile of post show things was significantly smaller and in fact non-existent. So, like if you're not wearing socks to the golf course, you're carrying socks in your hand, you're also like carrying a hat. Well, lo and behold, I walk out of the house and it was about 11 o'clock yesterday. I was like, crap, I totally forgot a hat. And I'm thinking, my head is going to get destroyed. I'm not even thinking face. Face is fine.
So how do we remedy this?
You, like, dump the ozone layer. Like, where there's a hole in the ozone layer right where you sprayed the top of my head.
So I had a lot of sunscreen. I was ready. I reapplied about 4 times.
Yep.
You're welcome, Mom, if she's listening.
Uh-huh.
So I was ready. Didn't get burned at all, which is a record for me with 18 holes. But you said, all right, Kelly, the one thing I need sunscreen on is the top of my head. So you ducked down a little bit, and I just sprayed the top of your head with sunscreen for about a minute. And I think the top kind of, I mean, I hate to be this blunt, but the area where there's a little less hair, kind of the very top.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm a balding guy. It's true. I'm a balding guy.
I mean, I wouldn't say balding.
I sound like more of a balding guy. I do.
Aren't you a balding guy?
Yeah.
I would say you're receding.
But definitely, the recession is hit.
The recession is hit. I mean, yeah. It is like 2008 near your forehead.
Yeah, the follicles need jobs.
Right.
Make follicles great again. That's what we need.
But I wouldn't say that. I mean, it's not like the Great Depression.
Nah,
I would say it's just
really
a recession up there
on the
noggin, on the top of the dome.
It's what happens.
If you did shave your beard, your face would be so white where the beard protected and your forehead is about orange.
It'd be beard. It would look like a beard.
Yeah, it'd be a beard of whiteness.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, my face is destroyed. And that being said, it was a fun day. Really fun day. Very disappointed in our team performance, although we did the best we could. We did not get a particularly great draw. I'll just say that...
Are you blaming the great Tim Bure?
I will not blame Tim Bure because, you know, sometimes you don't know these things. But I will say that I am so tired of being the second best player on these Cabinet's Choice teams. Like I hate it because I know my golf game. You know my golf game is like 100, right? I shoot 100. I can't be the second best player on these teams. I just can't. If you're using a lot of my shots, you are not scoring.
It's a bad sign if Kwok is your B guy, your number two guy. And so I understand that. Even though y'all shot even, that's not a bad day. I mean, it's not like you were over par by any means. You're good. I will say that even is not going to cut it at an event like this. We were four under, and we weren't even near the medal stand.
The scores were a little bit higher, probably the oppressive heat. It was really hot.
That might have been one of the hottest rounds of golf I've ever played.
It was really hot. Very little breeze to help you or hurt you, depending on where you're trying to hit your golf ball.
It would have helped.
Very little breeze. And so there was some oppressive heat, and especially for the hatless ones of us. It was difficult. I will say this, that the pin placements were ridiculous, and it was hard to get to any holes, but I've never seen more ineptitude. I am going to include myself in this, because there's really no excuse. Like, every one of our approach shots on our team, we had a Mike Reed, cornerback's coach, Zach Lentz, and Bob Spear, the former bigwig with the state newspaper. And Bob and I were in the same car. We had some good talks. We enjoyed the round. We'll say that the company and fellowship was what we really got out of the round more than anything else.
That's nice.
But, you know, be that as it may, we had approach shots from like 85 yards. And I have never before been in a group of people. I bet we had, let's see, not counting the par fives, I bet we had 50 shots-ish from 75 to 90 yards out. And I bet maybe five of them were good. And by good, I don't mean on the green. You know, if you get on the green and you got a 50-foot putt, that's not very good from 90 yards out. 75 to 90 yards, we were just the epitome of ineptitude. Just the worst. Like, to the point where we probably should have played some longer shots. We probably should have played some shorter drives on par fours. I was kind of upset about that. So we did not score well at all. We didn't make any, there were maybe two putts outside of 10 feet. Just weren't any good at all. Two birdies, two bogeys. There was one time we were all in front of a bunker. Two of us didn't make it to the bunker, like 100 yards out. Two of us didn't make it to the bunker. Two of us were in the bunker. So we bogeyed that hole because then we had to chip up over the, just a disaster. So, I just want to be on a team sometime where I can be supplementary, you know?
Yeah, I hear that.
I want to be a C or D, but I don't want to have to be the B player.
Some people run towards the spotlight and some run away from it. I totally get that. We had a fun round. We were four under. We hit a lot of greens. We hit a lot of greens in regulation, as they say.
Okay.
It was more, we had a birdie putt almost every hole, and we just couldn't sink the birdie
putt. Can't make
putt.
Them. You couldn't make any putts. Thing. I mean, nobody's making putts yesterday.
Here's the thing. The greens were tough, don't get me wrong. But that course was in great shape.
Oh, it looked awesome.
As always, the Reserve is a beautiful course to play. And we just feel so lucky to get to play it every year in Coach Sweeney's tournament. The greens were in great shape. Everything was in great shape. I loved playing that course. The greens were tough, though. And so we did miss a good amount of birdie putts. But we had a great time. I was with Jimmy Watt of Fifth Quarter Show fame and Todd Summers, who is a TV guy with WSPA in the upstate. And so... we had a fun time. It was a really good group. We were a man down. Coach Jeff Scott was supposed to play with us. he had a minor, it's nothing serious, but he had a minor family situation he had to go take care of. And so we were a man down. However, it did benefit us in that one of us got to take two shots from every shot. So that did help. But I hear Jeff Scott's pretty good, and so it was kind of a bummer not to have him with the squad.
Now, you actually gave yourself away here a little bit because we were talking about the round, and you said what about what happened off the tee? Like, what happened off the tee with y'all yesterday? You had to rotate shots.
Mm-hmm.
How did y'all do that off the tee?
Should I disclose this?
Yeah, you should.
Well, again,
I think the truth will set you free.
We had four shots because we did not have another human, which put us at a serious disadvantage.
Correct.
Well,
you guys made up for it very astutely.
Well,
in a way that Hugh Freeze would applaud and be certainly proud of.
Oh, come on.
I mean, Hugh Freeze is sitting there going, you know what? I would do that. That's a good idea.
As the only woman in the field playing golf, I got to enjoy the red tees, right? As I always say, I'm all for equality, but not on the golf course. So I go hit from the red tees, and I hit two drives every hole.
You hit two drives every hole from the red tees where there's supposed to be a rotation. Every first shot is supposed to be one. Every second shot is supposed to be every third shot is supposed to be one. And then you rotate back again. You guys, I'm going to call that what it is. That is cheating. That is out and out cheating. You lost a male, Jeff Scott, and you essentially replaced off the tee a male with a female.
With a tiny
every
little
hole.
Woman.
You have to, you can't do that. You can't just put the woman at the red tees every time. That's not how that works. You can't just pick and choose like, oh, okay, well, he's our best putter, so he's going to go second every time, every time on the green. Oh, she gets to drive from 50 yards closer, so we get to do that. I call BS on this score and this round. I'm filing an official protest with the committee. That is no way to play with three people. No, there are so many things I will let go. I am not letting this go. We slogged the crap out of that round for 72 shots, 72 painstaking shots, where we can't even get 85-yard shots up on the green, and y'all are just picking and choosing. I would have sat out half the shots.
Hold on. It sounds more like a personal issue with you, Clark, because
man.
I'm sorry y'all couldn't hit the green from 85 yards out, but that's
get
not my problem.
Get this out of my face.
You know?
You know what?
That's not our fault.
Look, if I could just throw the ball up 40 yards
that's
every time I teed off
happening.
And teed it up, oh,
chill.
Man, I would have done that.
Take a breath.
I would have done
take
that.
Take a breath. It's
holy
fine.
Smokes.
We had a fun round.
I bet you did have a fun round.
You know, that's the way to play golf, is to hit two drives every hole. It's really a fun way to play golf. Because, you know, one doesn't go where you want. Let's hit another one. It was good.
Oh, man.
But we had a great time. I enjoyed playing with Todd and Jimmy.
I remember the time I cheated in Captain's Choice. Boy, mm-hmm. That's rough right there.
So,
that's rough. That makes me feel bad about just this for you. I feel bad for you.
There's no need. Coach Sweeney played hole 16 with every group.
Yes.
And we had a birdie putt. It was a tough putt. Again, theme of the round. I missed this birdie putt by centimeters. I mean, centimeters. It was in.
The British.
It was so close.
The British were measuring.
Yes. Yes. Centimeters. Not inches.
We pulled out the metric system.
Centimeters. It was so close. And then Coach Sweeney had the final shot, and he missed it again by centimeters. It was tough, so we parred that one. But he was fun to play with and good to hang out with, and he's just so good with the media, so that was fun.
Did he make any comments about my tee shot on that par three? Did he make
he
any comments
actually,
on
it? So we pull up. We're talking with Coach, and he goes, Kelly, Kwok actually hit a good shot on this hole.
Right? I told him I was.
Those were his exact
words. I was like, I'm
hitting
the green. I'm hitting it.
And I said, no way. And he said, yeah, he actually hit a pretty good one.
Yeah.
But y'all still parred out.
We did par. There were a couple about 30. I mean, I was 30 feet away. So it wasn't like I was pin seeking. I'm not like a magnetized golf ball or anything.
Kwok, I have to say, some people are with you on the text line.
I would agree with those people. 986-1566, you can get in on the program. The rules of golf, golf etiquette, just completely ripped up and thrown away by Kelly and her team of vagabonds.
I will say, Jason in Somerville is with me. He says, I think Kwok's still hating from the cornhole game.
Hey,
I think so.
Don't think that's out of the
I
back
so.
Of my mind right now. That's true.
That's true.
Steve Whitaker, Kelly seems to be DQ'd. Blatant disregard for the rules. Absolutely. Get that out of my face. I'm thinking of how many rules we could just slyly break. Like, oh, yeah, you know, we counted gimmies from 30 feet in.
Oh, come on.
Well, we couldn't make them. We couldn't make them, so we just didn't.
I was just a little woman.
You got like a...
Trying to play golf, trying to put it together, and we happened to hit two shots from the reds every time.
You know how we got this, though? You know how we got this? It was... you were talking with Zach Alley.
Yes.
About the long drive hole, how close you got. And you were like, you know, it was such a big... You know, they let me do two from the red tees every time. And I was like, whoa, wait a second.
I was about 5 feet shy, maybe a little closer, of the long drive marker. But my red advantage on that hole was like 100
yards.
It
was outrageous.
So I didn't even bother. Even though I was close, I wasn't going to mark myself down because that's just not fair. I did get a significant advantage on that hole.
Twice.
Yeah.
Just to be clear, significant advantage on half the shots with one female player.
Let's hope Tim Bray is not listening.
I just feel like the rules of golf were, I feel like there is great disdain for the rules of golf. That ain't flying in the Open Championship that's starting tomorrow.
Quack, on the text line, I think this is our friend Carson from Retirement RFA, who we love. He says, I still think golf should only be 15 holes, and we know why. Towards the end, you kind of...
You get it?
Yeah, you tinker off a bit. That's me. If golf was only 9 holes, I'd be great. But I do not have that golf endurance to go 18 holes in the blistering heat of July. On those past few holes, I mean, I was struggling a bit. So I need to just be 9. 9's good for me.
All right, much to come on the show. We'll continue to probably revisit this egregious misconduct from Kelly's team. We'll probably do that throughout the show.
But we also have all ACC teams more important stuff to talk about.
Absolutely. And we will discuss that coming up in just a second. Also, one list of... I can't even call this a list. I mean, what is it? List of playoff teams from an SEC network analyst.
We will get to that in some hump day headlines.
You can't even.
That's going to be interesting.
What are you going to do? How are you going to do this? How can you possibly defend that?
I really think it had to have been a typo. I mean, it had to have been an autocorrect situation because you just can't put this team in your playoff. We will give you this team coming up.
Oh, man. And we'll talk about why. We'll talk about why that is. When we come back later. 654-ROAR is the number. You want to get in on the Northern Communication phone lines today. 654-7627-986-1566. The text line's open. 986-1566. At Quawk Talk, at Kelly Gramlich, at 105.5 The Roar. More to come on Out of Bounds, and we return in just a moment.
So my sales rep of 16 years up and quits. I'm buried.
I'm swamped. I'm the head of HR for a new medical center. I have dozens of resumes, but no one qualified.
I needed to hire 3 people with a very specific skill set for a new department. Where was I supposed to find them?
ZipRecruiter.
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 With one click, my job was posted on over 100 top job sites.
ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them.
Their matching technology really worked. Within hours, I had applications from qualified candidates ready to review.
I get results.
They made hiring simple, and it was free to try.
I signed up for free and had the position filled just in time.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. In fact, 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in one day. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you the results you need. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/score. That's ZipRecruiter.com/score. ZipRecruiter.com/score.
One of college football's greatest traditions happens at every Clemson home game. The players run down the hill and into the valley, everyone rubbing Howard's Rock to the excitement of Clemson fans everywhere. What you wouldn't know is that Howard's Rock has its own security system from Blue Ridge Security Solutions. The Rock is worth protecting, and these are the same people that protect my home, too. I'm Dabo Sweeney from Blue Ridge Security Solutions.
BlueRidgeSecuritySolutions.com. Serious Security. 888-407-SAFE.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
A need to travel? Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. All in a clean, organized lot. Right now, sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Get alerts when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more, or visit us today and save big. LKQ Pick Your Part. What's in your garage?
It's a great time to party or eat outside. Spend as little time in the kitchen as possible and let Joe's New York Pizza take care of your meal with their great menu of heat and serve selections. Meatballs and marinara, you know, the sauce. Subs, pastas, wings, salads, everything you need, and just heat and serve. Whatever the size of your party, call Joe's, then pick it up when you're ready. Joe's New York Pizza. Pre-order now from Clemson or Seneca and just heat and serve.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
Okay. Good luck with the slow descent into madness.
Now back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
I'm more than just an option.
Hey, hey, hey.
Refuse to be forgotten.
Hey, hey, hey.
I took a chance with my heart.
Hey, hey, hey.
And I feel it taking over. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart.
Hey, fundraise the easy way. Attractionsbook.com is here to help you succeed and meet your fundraising needs. Over $4,000 worth of coupons to restaurants and retailers. What do
coops.
You say?
Coops.
Coupons? Coops?
Just coops. Short
tiki,
and easy.
Tiki, parm, parm. 50% profit on all books you sell comes back to the organization. There's no money up front. Pay for what you sell and return the rest. Call 752-7383, 752-7383, or email cjbryan@attractionsbook.com. For more information, if you mention you heard us on The Roar, you get your special group fundraiser, unbelievable, some sort of incentive for you, and you get a shout if you sign up to do a fundraiser before August 4th, that's a Friday. You get that shout out, so it drives people to your organization so they know where to come buy the books. Again, 752-7383, or email cjbryant@attractionsbook.com. Some very insightful text messages on the text line so far today on this, the saga that is Red Tea Gate from yesterday.
One thing, I just don't know how my play affected you not being able to hit a shot 85 yards.
It didn't. Okay. But I just will checking. Say, John from Spartanburg makes a great point. Just to be clear, let's be clear. You say you wish you've had, you would have had longer approach shots. Quag, if you had the red tees, you may have done worse. Here's the, and that's true. If we were 85 yards out on a par four, Zach was the big, you know, he was the big driver. If I'm driving the ball well, I was about 15 or 20 yards behind Zach. Okay. If we got a 40 yard advantage, we're like at the mouth of the green, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it just affects the way in which you approach the. We just wanted to be outside the 85 yard range. 130 yards out, we were actually pretty good.
I get that. That 85 is a tough shot.
That's a tough shot.
You don't know which club to hit. You don't know how hard you're supposed to hit that club. I get that. When you're at about 100, 115, 120, it's a much easier shot.
I tried every wedge. I tried choke down wedges. I tried laying the sandwich flat and hitting through it. I tried bump and runs, even uphill.
You tried a bump and run.
I tried bump and runs from like 80 yards out.
With like a 7-iron?
Yeah, I did. Close it down, whack. I tried like 5 different shots with it, and legitimately nothing worked. The best shot I hit from 80, that range is like a 90-yard sand shot I hit onto the front of the green out of a fairway bunker, which tells you how we did off the tee that hole. Mercy.
Mercy.
It was not sweet mercy.
Jeff gets in on Twitter. And Jeff, very rational guy. I always like Jeff. Jeff, keep tweeting. He says, with Kelly's team at a disadvantage being a man down, which we were, having her hit two tee shots was just good strategy. Thank you, Jeff. I read the rules. I read the fine print. I didn't see anything about what to do when you're a man down. So I just made my own rules. And I think it worked out. And really, it wasn't my idea. I'm not going to throw Jimmy and Todd under the bus, but we made kind of a team call to have me hit two drives.
Oh, boy. Tammy in Seneca Golf Etiquette says Jason Logan. Excellent. Excellent on Twitter. That's outstanding. Joshua says, two drives from the red tees every hole, that just ain't right. Even if Quark hit two drives every hole, that ain't right. So, yeah, I agree with that. There's no way in the world that we can just act like that's not a big deal.
It was so hot. I don't even know if I remember the back nine. It's kind of like a blackout situation. I was just so hot, I don't even know.
I'm thinking the same thing that Billy and Anderson's thinking right now on the text line. Finally, a situation where listeners are on Quark's side. This is going to be a long day for you, Kelly. Finally. Oh,
this is a weird feeling.
I just want to thank my parents.
Is this what you feel
supportive.
Like every day?
Kind of, yeah. Where I'm like back against the wall, swinging, just trying.
At least I'm swinging twice.
Oh, man. Some really good stuff on the text line right now. 986-1566. Call the show, 654-ROAR. The ACC, all ACC teams came out today. And they are, I would say, not altogether unsurprising. There were a couple things that happened and maybe we didn't expect or maybe we voted something different. We will now reveal our all ACC teams, which we haven't done yet. We'll reveal those. Apparently very frightening and scary stuff when we reveal the all ACC teams.
I need
teams.
To get a drum roll. I'm going to put in a request.
I don't know.
Because that's all I have for a drum roll.
That just made me lose it.
We're going to reveal our selections.
Like, that's like who's going to die this week. That's what we're revealing with that music. I'm a little bit surprised that that Deion Kane is on there. The first list on the ACC release is Deion Kane.
He's never started a game at Clemson.
Correct.
Did you vote for Deion Kane?
I did not. Mm. You know my thoughts on Deion Kane.
I voted for Deion Kane.
I don't have anything against Deion Kane. I just don't know you could trust Deion Kane to do that.
You
to
think
be all
of
ACC.
Deion Kane kind of how I think of Louisville. I don't trust him. I don't trust
Correct.
Him yet. I need some proof.
Correct. Give me some proof in the pudding. I'll eat it.
But I still voted for him.
I voted. Oh, wait a minute. No. Oh, my gosh. Wait. I was looking at the wrong thing. Yes, I voted for Deion Kane. I voted for Mon Richards and Irvin Phillips. For some reason, I didn't think so. Now the truth comes out. I still don't know that Deion Kane could do this. I still don't know that he can be an all-ACC player. I didn't see other good options out there. I didn't know who my third wide receiver was, and now I realize, of course, it's Deion Kane.
Okay, give me your three again.
Just subtract it. Just like rewind everything I just said.
I don't have that clip.
I support Deion Kane. I support Deion Kane in everything, in every way. He was the first one I voted for. All-ACC. He was actually third. Amon Richards from Miami, who was great as a freshman, and Cam Phillips from Virginia Tech. They made it in. I voted for Irvin Phillips from Syracuse. That was the difference I had.
Mainly because you think Syracuse is going to have some gaudy stats. Someone has to replace
Amba Edetawo. Yeah. And
glad
you know
he's
what?
Gone with that name.
Amba Edetawo, whose brother, I think, Etta Edetawo, was a defensive lineman at Clemson. His first name was Etta. Irvin Phillips played great when Edetawo was hurt last year, so I think he's going to have over 1,000 yards. He'll get in just by the stat sheet this year. I'm just trying to be right on this deal.
You might be surprised by my third pick for wide receiver. I voted for Deion Kane and Cam Phillips. Those were two of my wide receivers. Now, interestingly enough, when you look at the voting, Hunter Renfrow came in fourth. So he was close. You almost had two Clemson wide receivers on there. Cam Phillips did beat him by a decent amount of points, but he did come in fourth. I voted for Ricky June of Georgia Tech.
Okay.
Now, I know that you're thinking, you voted for a Georgia Tech wide receiver. I know. Seems odd, right? And we're not quite sure who the quarterback's going to be there, but I think that he does have that build and that ability to be kind of the next good NFL wide receiver from Georgia Tech, and he's going to be the guy. I mean, he is going to be
one guy.
The option there at Georgia Tech. it was kind of a stretch, and we did interview him, so he was on my mind, you know?
Sure.
But I totally can see someone voting for, obviously, Amon Richards, like you did from Miami. Jalen Smith from Louisville got some votes. Naquan, who I always think of, NyQuil Murray from Florida State. And a few Syracuse guys got votes as well. Hunter Renfrow got, you know, he got 44 votes. He was almost in there.
Here's my deal with Hunter. I feel like we really prop up Hunter Renfrow because he makes the big catches. But if you look at the we said this going into last year. If you look at his body of work, like the volume of catches and yards he gets, it's just not an all-ACC caliber resume. You know what I mean? Like, that sounds weird because the guy's made the biggest catches in the last 2 years for Clemson football. But in terms of getting, you know, 100 catches or 1,200 yards or whatever it is, he's not approaching these numbers. And so he would have to make a significant jump in terms of his down-by-down production rather than just being reliable when you need him. You know, we feel like he's Wes Welker, but Welker caught like a million balls.
He hasn't yet shown he can be that volume guy.
Right.
And so that might be the reservation. You know that he has the surest hands in the league, and you know he's not afraid of the big moment, and he shows up at the right time. But can he rack up enough numbers to be on that all-ACC team? And with the departure of Artavis Scott, he's going to get, I think, even more of a chance. So we'll see. But I do think he did deserve a good amount of votes, and it's nice to see him finish fourth.
One thing with Deion Kane, too, if you listen closely, Jeff Scott essentially said he's got 9 guys that can play. Is Deion Kane going to have the vote?
Right.
Is he going to be a guy that catches 40 balls and 8 touchdowns?
When you have Overton, you have T. Higgins, you have Trevion Thompson, guys like that.
Exactly.
Were you surprised Deion Kane got the most votes of any wide receiver?
I am a little bit surprised at that.
That's a Clemson, I think that's a little bit of a Clemson benefit of the doubt situation.
Well,
considering he doesn't even have a quarterback right now.
If you look at the wide receivers that were on the list, there weren't any standouts. So when you think about who's going to be the best player for Clemson, that offense is going to get a bunch of yards. It's going to be Deion Kane. Is anybody else from Clemson going to catch the ball? Realistically, you're going to go maybe Renfrow, but largely no. Kane is your only guy replacing Mike Williams. And so because of the trail left behind, Hopkins, Watkins, Williams, and I'm sure I'm forgetting some people, of just elite receivers, you just assume that Kane's going to be the next one. If you don't know, that's one way to figure it out.
Right. I'm putting you on the spot here. If you have to pick a Clemson wide receiver that will make a postseason All-ACC team that is not Deion Kane or not Hunter Renfrow, who are you going with?
A wide receiver to make a postseason team?
Yeah. Second team, third team, whatever.
Boy, that's rough. I can't say Higgins. You're going to say Higgins, aren't you?
I don't think so.
Okay.
From what I heard yesterday, I have a name in mind.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
You know?
Cornell Powell? For all purpose, if Jalen Samuels and all those guys like rip their knees to shreds, God forbid, and Cornell Powell becomes the best return man in the ACC, I mean, maybe he gets 4 touchdowns.
It's Ray Ray.
You know what I mean? Ray Ray McCloud?
We heard, and I know some people are probably rolling their eyes in their cars right now. We heard so much good stuff about Ray Ray yesterday. And I know it's talking season, it is what it is, from Jeff Scott, from Tony Elliott. From, I mean, I don't even know, Dabo Swinney mentioned Ray Ray. It just seems like he's turned that corner. Now, again, you want to see it, but you know, I mean, this was a 5-star guy. You see the talent, you see the speed, and he's the guy who's probably going to end up getting a lot of those Artavis Scott touches, screen passes, and jet sweeps and stuff like that. So I think Ray Ray could be up there, especially if he is involved in the punt return game, which we hope that we can trust him in that situation going forward. Ray Ray might be, if I have to go with a third person, it might be him. But also, I mean, with T. Higgins and Amari Rodgers, it's kind of the, you just haven't seen them play yet, but you know how talented they are. But even when you think back to all those great receivers. Mike Williams had a great freshman year. Sammy Watkins had a great freshman year. That's about it. It's tough to be that impactful as a freshman. And Artavis Scott, I would say.
Texter makes a good point about McCloud. We hear good stuff every offseason about Ray Ray. He drops another punt.
I know.
This is why I can't put McCloud on the list, because Clemson has recruited a Ray Ray McCloud every year. At some point, if you don't take advantage of your opportunity, one of those other Ray Ray McClouds is going to be you,
yeah.
What you were supposed to be. So until we see if with McCloud, it's different than other guys who took a while to develop. Like at receiver, if Ray Ray McCloud drops a ball, there's like 2 other guys that are capable of playing that can step right in. You don't have to put up with that and be patient with that anymore at receiver. So, I mean, they are holding these guys' feet to the fire, the Canes and McClouds, to step up and be productive, or Powell is coming, Overton's coming, Higgins is coming, Cooper or Rodgers is coming. I mean, all these guys.
TJ Chase.
TJ Chase. Jeff Scott loves TJ Chase. I kind of like
DeAndre Overton.
Chase.
He's exactly. not a slot guy, but.
Still, though.
He's coming.
Those are guys that if you're not producing, somebody else will be. Yeah, they don't have the luxury of being patient because you're going to need guys who. You may need guys that make the quarterback look better at receiver this year.
I think you're exactly right. One more thing with that, going off of that point, that's why Ray Ray is going to get an opportunity because think of the screen passes you're going to see with Kelly Bryant.
Correct.
The jet sweeps, stuff like that. It's just so easy to get yards that way. It can get a guy like Kelly Bryant into his rhythm, can get him some first downs going, and then maybe unleash the ball. So I think you're going to see a lot of that, and you're going to utilize Ray Ray in those situations.
I don't disagree with that. Tight end Cam Serigne, Wake Forest. I don't think anybody really. Yeah. I put him on there. What about quarterback, running back? I just feel like some of these people need their credentials revoked. Why would you not vote? I understand the people voting Francois. He might throw for more yards and a higher completion percentage and more touchdowns than Lamar Jackson. I get Francois. Who is voting for Eric Dungy when you have the option of voting for Jackson or Francois?
I mean, you do love Dungy.
No.
You snubbed Dabo for him.
Well, I did. That's true. That's true.
Yeah, if you voted for Eric Dungy, credential needs to be revoked.
Daniel Jones.
If you voted for Daniel Jones, come on.
Ryan
two votes.
Ryan Finley? Ryan Finley? Hey, you want to vote for Cullen Harper? Cullen Harper? Will Proctor? Little noodle arm Ryan Finley? Are you kidding me? I saw Ryan Finley as the wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man on Family Guy. Wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man. He throws the ball about like that.
You know who voted for Ryan Finley? Maybe the guy from our Hump Day headline segment that we'll get to.
Holy smokes. Unbelievable. We'll talk more about this coming back. Jalen Samuels destroyed Quadri Henderson from Pittsburgh. I voted for Samuels all purpose. Running back, let's do running back real fast before we go to break.
I voted Henderson for all purpose.
You did vote Henderson?
I did.
I love Samuels. Love Samuels to death. Couldn't find him.
He's
wanted
a baller.
To vote for him for something. Got to vote for him for all purpose. Running back Mark Walton, Dedrick Mills, the second guy.
Mm-hmm.
I voted, I think, Trevon McMillan. I did.
Yeah.
I like McMillan from Virginia Tech.
To me, Mark Walton was a no-brainer, and I voted Dedrick Mills from Georgia Tech as well. Those were my two because he is that returning B-back for Georgia Tech. He's probably the second best returning running back that has proven himself so far in the league. So I just went with the two returners that I know kind of are proven commodities.
We'll get to offensive line and the defense coming up a little bit later. Also, the most ridiculous college football playoff pick ever and why it's ridiculous. We'll talk about that coming up. Stay with us. More to come Out of Bounds in just a moment.
When I heard the Senior League World Series is happening next week in Easley, I pictured a bunch of geriatrics rounding the bases with walkers. That would be a blast, but the real thing is more exciting. The Senior League World Series is the best 13 to 16-year-old baseball players worldwide coming to battle for the title. Teams from Australia, Canada, America, Europe, Asia, Latin America, and Africa. Winner takes all. For tickets, go to slbws.org. And don't miss FanFest Friday, July 28th in downtown Easley.
When you have plumbing issues, why take a chance with who you call to fix them? Roto-Rooter has been taking care of homeowners like you for 30 years, all over the upstate. The owners are proud Clemson alumni, and thousands of homeowners and businesses have trusted them to do the job right from the start. When it comes to your home or business plumbing, make just one call. Roto-Rooter of the Upstate. Online at RotoRooterSC or call us at 288-7686.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
At Spectrum Business, the best business services keep getting better. What does that mean for you? It means your business gets faster internet, more advanced voice, and over 99.9% network reliability. It also means no added taxes or fees, and no contracts, ever. Because at Spectrum Business, we believe in earning your business every day. Just call 866-200-6171 to get our new faster internet speeds, up to 100 megabits per second, for only $44.99 a month. And that's not all. You can also add advanced business voice with unlimited long distance and over 30 calling features, all for just $29.99 a month. It's all part of our commitment to redefining what a cable company can be. Call 866-200-6171 today and switch to Spectrum Business to get the best value for your business with new, faster internet and advanced voice. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Try the new sweet cayenne Cajun filet sandwich today.
Hi, I'm John, the new owner of the Butcher's Block in Anderson. We've made a ton of changes to the way we serve you. The best meals are always farm to table, and that's what we do. Only the freshest ingredients from local produce. Literally a guy that has farm stands. I know your day can be hectic, so we can take care of dinner for you with our pre-prepared meals are fresh and never frozen. Lots to choose from, including lasagna, chicken cordon bleu, stuffed flounder, chicken pot pie, and more. Ask about our pre-prepared packages like our picnic package with 4 half-pound burgers like no other. Our burgers are ground chuck, single grind, with filet mignon and ribeye fat only. You'll never taste another burger like this. If you haven't tried our meat and three, you have no idea what you're missing. The same fresh meat and produce with bread, dessert, and a drink included. If the meat and three is not your thing, we have a full deli menu with salads and our new chicken finger basket with fresh hand-cut french fries. Come see us at the Butcher's Block, 1702 North Main Street, Anderson.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their summer special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply from your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers!
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. All in a clean, organized lot. Right now, sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Get alerts when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more, or visit us today and save big. LKQ Pick Your Part, what's in your garage?
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramling.
Let's face it, this is not the worst thing you've caught me doing.
Now, back to Quack and Kelly on 105.5 The Roar.
All right, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hour one continues. Out of Bounds, William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich. We're going through the All-ACC teams as chosen by the media and how they stack up with our own personal votes. And we got through all the skill positions. Did you you had Mark Walton. Who else did you have at running back?
Dedrick Mills.
Yeah, you had Mills.
Or Dedrick.
I felt like Mills was probably my third guy. And I mean, probably Mills is the second guy. I mean, as I'm looking at it, I just have a soft spot for McMillan. I like watching him run. I think he's got big play potential. I think he can be, you know, he can get 1,000 yards, especially in that offense. And one thing with Mills, I mean, I don't know that I can trust him. You know, he's got that other thing where he's been suspended a couple times. And maybe he doesn't now, but may have, at some point in time, he's screwed up. So you got to keep that under consideration as well when you're filling out these ballots. Mitch Hyatt got, I believe, as many votes as you can or close. 123 and quite as many. But he was one offensive tackle. Brian O'Neill from Pittsburgh, who was there in in the flesh, he was the second tackle. Bentley Spain, North Carolina, also there. He was third.
I wanted to say this to Coach Robbie Caldwell yesterday, but I didn't want it to sound unlike I meant it, if that makes sense. But I think looking back on this run by Clemson, when it's all said and done, 15 years from now, whatever, the most undervalued player on the two teams that reach a national title game and one that won it and whatever happens this season will be Mitch Hyatt.
Probably.
Without a doubt. We never talk about him. And I know it's because he's an offensive lineman. And that's kind of how Robbie Caldwell likes it. You know, you do your job. If they're not talking about you, that's good because you're not messing up.
Right.
But we just don't talk about this guy enough.
Well, we don't talk about him largely because he doesn't stink.
He never messes up.
More on that in
but
a moment.
But just his impact has been, I think, undervalued a bit at Clemson, and it shouldn't be.
Offensive guard Tyrone Crowder and Wyatt Teller from Virginia Tech were the two. I voted Tony Adams from NC State. He was like a third-team selection last year or something. I mean, when you start getting in these, I just don't know what to do. Adams finished two votes behind Tiller, but Crowder was the clear number one choice, not surprisingly, with 123 votes as Hyatt got.
I had Crowder and I had Casey McDermott from Miami because I was kind of thinking along the lines of Mark Walton, having him behind you.
Yeah.
So he was the fourth pick in the offensive guard situation.
Center is a social experiment.
You're salty about that.
Center is a social experiment. You know how people say that whether you love or hate something, sometimes it doesn't matter? Like when you love or hate a commercial on TV, the fact is that it's there in your brain. Like they're not that, you know, the love and hate emotion aren't that far away. There's something like that, right? I'm not an expert on any of this. I'm just kind of throwing mud against the wall here to see what sticks. If you believe it, then keep going with me because I'm going to tell you some other stuff here in a second. True or not. You've heard this before, though, right? That what you love and hate in your brain, those emotions are very close together. And so it really doesn't matter for advertising purposes whether you love or hate a jingle or a company or something like that. All people want you to do is think about them. So like whether you love or hate a commercial, if you need X, if the first thing you think about is a commercial you hate, you're going to call them. And you may not even know why. You may not consciously do that, but that's why advertising works.
You sound like Don Draper.
Okay. I did watch Mad Men, and you also watch Mad Men, so you know what we're talking about. Alec Eberle is the worst center in the ACC. He is routinely blasted over and over He is the worst. He is routinely blasted for his ineptitude by national pundits all over the place. Every time they play Clemson, Kirk Herbstreit talks about what a mess he is. And yet, if there are no other options, no other choices, you don't know who Clemson's guy is? Legitimately, the second best center for the league is Boston College. Next is Duke. And the others are guys that you've never seen or heard from.
That's the thing, is you've never heard of the other guys. And you always say this with NBA stuff. The more you see someone, the more you find their flaws. The less you see someone, the greater you think they are.
It took 4 seconds for people to find Eberle's flaws and how bad he is. And yet he is your all-league center. It just goes to show you that when people need to make a decision, whether you love or hate someone, as long as you think of them first, you do that thing. I think it is a fascinating social experiment that Eberle is your preseason all-ACC center.
Who did you vote for?
I voted for John Baker from Boston College because he was there flesh.
Oh, so the association worked with you as well because he was in front of
you.
He was
there.
So you voted
for him.
You
voted for him in front of you. Look, I don't know any of those other guys. I knew I was not voting for Eberle. I very clearly linked Eberle with horrific in my brain.
He was there.
Was not voting for him.
And he's a bigger guy. So
he was kind of a bigger guy. Yep.
Hey, at least he was in a coat and tie, unlike Florida State players.
Yeah. That's true. Seminole Ted, I agree 100% about our center. You can't coach up T-Rex arms and technique. I feel you, bro. I feel you. Eberle's terrible, but the ACC thinks he's the best. He's the best center. We'll move on from there. I will guarantee this. There is no player selected to this team less likely to be on the postseason All-ACC team than Alec Eberle. No one is less likely to be the postseason representative.
And that's the bottom line. It is preseason.
Exactly.
So you still got to go out there and play.
Clearly, the two defensive ends were, again, guys in attendance. Harold Landry, Boston College, who snubbed us, and Bradley Chubb from NC State, who did not. Josh Sweat was third. Cleland Farrell was fourth. And then guys like Kentavious Street, Keyshawn Freeman, Duke Ejiofor from Wake Forest. These are all very talented. Andrew Brown, Virginia, was a five-star. They, like, barely registered some of these guys.
The DN position is deep. I will say, my orange-colored glasses were on because I voted Cleland Farrell.
Oh, boy.
As well as Harold Landry. I did like Chubb, though. Bradley Chubb was a great interview. And I know that NC State D-line is going to be pretty salty. We'll talk about that coming up an hour or two.
The first positive Doran story I've heard in 5 years is that thing about the Mario Williams jersey.
Yeah. I thought that was really cool.
Was
he talked about getting to wear Mario Williams jersey and the Notre Dame game, how much fun that was for him. He was a great interview.
For defensive tackle, I went with Wilkins and Lawrence.
So did I.
And they were clearly ahead of Derek Nnadi from Florida State, who was third. I was a little surprised that this wasn't closer.
Surprised at all that Wilkins and Lawrence got the same amount of votes?
A little bit.
I think we were going with this narrative that the national media does not appreciate Dexter Lawrence yet as much as they will, but it kind of shows that they do.
I think
at least
maybe
the ACC media.
I think maybe the national media respects Lawrence more than Wilkins. Remember the two stories we pointed out last week? The Lawrence is a bigger freak than Wilkins, and the top 10 players, Wilkins is like on defense. Wilkins is like 10, and Lawrence is like 3 or 4. Right. I feel like Lawrence gets a lot of respect. There's a lot of unknown with Lawrence, though, so you can tell tall tales about Dexter Lawrence.
When's the last time both defensive tackles for a preseason All-ACC team were from the same school?
That's a really good question. I don't know. You know what I really wanted to ask Brent Venables? I only got to ask him like a quarter of a question yesterday, so I didn't get to ask him this. How similar is this to the early days at Oklahoma when you had like Gerald McCoy walking through the door every year? Yeah, guys like that. Just mammoth defensive tackles eating up space and then getting taken in the top 10 in the NFL draft.
Eating up space and food.
True story. 6,300 calories?
Dexter Lawrence is supposed to have 6,500 calories a day. We get from a source.
To lose weight.
Yeah.
To lose weight. That's his diet. Legit diet.
To stay, you know, at the weight that he's at and maybe lose a pound or two.
Goodness gracious. That's unbelievable. Derek Nottie's a freaking good player, too. Tim Settle from Virginia Tech's a baller. Those guys are playing on Sundays. Tim Settle got 10 votes. DeMarcus Christmas from Florida State. B.J. Hill from NC State. He's like a second-day draft pick. He got 8 votes. That's how deep this conference is at that position. I voted for both the Clemson guys. I'm sure you did, too.
I did.
A linebacker, I voted for Micah Kaiser from Virginia. Led the league in tackles. Whatever. I voted for Andrew Matuapuaka. He was there, but before he was there, I was probably going to vote for him. He's a really good disruptive player.
Virginia Tech has two linebackers in those top 6 vote getters.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
I was going to vote for him or Tremaine Edmonds.
So I should have voted Micah Kaiser. I mean, I know he's one of the best linebackers, if not the best, in the league. My problem is I really struggle to vote for players on teams that are just going to be horrendous.
Yeah.
Even with like a Quinn Blanding, I did vote for him. But my two linebackers were Zaire Franklin from Syracuse, who we saw and talked to for the 72nd year in a row. And then I voted Kendall Joseph from Clemson. I think Kendall Joseph, if there's a Clemson player that you say did not make a preseason team but will make a postseason team, to me it's Kendall Joseph, without a doubt.
Joseph's going to be top 3, 4, 5 in the league in sacks, probably a bunch of tackles for loss. He's going to be really good. And he's moving over to the weak side.
And I liked what Venables said yesterday. We've talked to Joseph a lot, and you can just tell this with him, is that he expects Joseph to take over a lot of that leadership role from Ben Bulwer. He's not as eccentric. He's not as loud. He's not going to suflex someone, right? But he is mature. He's extremely intelligent, and he can lead that defense. And so I think it's in good hands with Joseph.
I had Shaquille Quarterman was my third from Miami.
He was second. Him and Kaiser on the team.
Yeah, Kaiser and Quarterman and Tremaine Edmonds made the team. At cornerback, no surprise, Tavaris McFadden first, Jair Alexander second, everybody else distantly in third and beyond.
Those are my two.
I voted Alexander first, obviously. We talked about the Alexander McFadden back and forth, and basically that's just a matter of preference. At safety, Derwin James with 126, Quinn Blanding with 88, and then a significant drop-off there. Obviously, the two guys in existence at the ACC football kickoff got a bunch of votes, but they're also clearly the two best. One that got the snub. I feel so bad for Jordan Whitehead, who got 17 votes. Whitehead is a really good player. This is the second year in a row I left him off my preseason ballot, and he was the one guy that I wish I could have put on there because he is a really, really good player.
He is. It's just Quinn Blanding gets the benefit of the doubt, and he's a very good player. But I could see someone taking Whitehead over Blanding. Derwin James, though. Derwin James was going to be first, and that's what happened.
How is Greg Hugel fourth among kickers out of 6? How's he fourth?
I have no idea.
Hugel is a baller.
I voted Hugel.
How in the world is this possible? Michael Badgley from Miami, who's fine. You know, nice little kicker. Ricky Aguayo, whose brother's good. I think people thought it was his brother.
They just benefit from the last name.
What the heck? Joey Sly for Virginia Tech, then Hugel. Show Hugel some love, the grocery store kicker. Punter, A.J. Cole from NC State was number 1. I voted Sterling Hoffrichter from Syracuse. They have that thing where they're going to punt a lot, so their punter is going to be front and center.
Dom Maggio was my pick.
Dom Maggio, just for his name, right?
A little bit.
Yeah. Hour 1 is in the books. Hour 2, this and more nonsense